Hi, this is Claire, and I'm responding to the Week 2 module. Social networking for me has typically been a way to stay connected with people that I already know, rather than meet new people. But within the past few years, I've started to follow a few blogs of people that I don't know. For the most part, those are missionary blogs. I just think it's fun to see what God is doing in different parts of the world. But I also follow a few teacher blogs, which I can find both cautionary and encouraging, depending on the day. But I also enjoy Pinterest for several reasons, one of which is being able to follow teachers and collecting ideas that I think I'd like to use in my future classroom. After this week's readings, I think I can see many more opportunities for social networking in terms of professional development. I would specifically like to look more into the list of project websites at the end of the chapter. They seem like they could be incredibly useful just as they are, but I also think it'd be great for inspiration and ideas to piggyback from. Also, the reader that was mentioned in the networked student video piqued my interest, and I'd like to learn more about that. Podcasting in the classroom makes me a little nervous when it comes to the very young children. I would be leery of publishing videos or recordings of my students to a website like Audioboo if there wasn't any control over who could see it, because that just makes me nervous. But young children do love to record themselves, so even if we're just saving the videos to a hard drive, I still think podcasts could be very motivating in the classroom. And I also liked the suggestion of using Audioboo to send quick updates to parents. But honestly, I think it'd be easier just to post a quick written note on my blog rather than having to record a audio file. Either way, though, there seem to be a lot of opportunities for both of these technologies, social networking in terms of professional learning communities, as well as podcasting in the classroom.